Box Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Yahoo Finance columnist and chartist. It's Zach Mir. Congratulations, Zach, on your column there in Yahoo Finance. That was nice. All the self-improvement, white teeth and everything, running in the morning.
I think it was the white teeth that did it,
actually. It's working out for you, isn't it? It
gave me a thousand retweets.
Yeah, well, that's it. I saw that and I thought, well, there we are. They must have said, well, let's look for some new columnists there. They've got to have white teeth. That's the main thing.
Yeah, no, I don't think a thousand. I mean, I don't think that's a lot of people. That can't just be my female fan base, can it, really?
Well, no. That'd be one retweet, if that.
Yeah. Half a retweet. Right.
So, okay. And not only that, fresh from an art gallery sort of do last night. What circles are you mixing in now, Zach, with your white teeth?
Obviously, slightly higher than yours.
I think, yes. I don't even have a circle. Let me in your circle, please.
It's a celebrity lifestyle.
Right, that's it. Get these white teeth done now. Right, all right, Zach. Looking at the charts today, three stocks moving on news. We have, first and foremost, it is Highland Natural Resources, HNR, easy for me to say. The Helios well has been drilled, or the commenced drilling, finished drilling, and they said it's been completed safely, on schedule, with encouraging initial data. HNR, what do you reckon?
Yes, well, it was looking all right. I think the only problem here is it's failed four times at the... at the 40 pence level over the last month. So I think it probably needs to at least test the 50-day moving average of 30 pence. That would probably be the place to think of going long. I think the other problem is obviously the market with Deutsche Bank unraveling. You know, things are getting cooled off even at the small cap end, I think, at the moment.
Yeah, well, even on my minute update this morning, the fine from the Department of Justice is now pretty much just a little bit smaller than the actual worth of Deutsche Bank.
I think there's quite a big connection between the fine and the size. I think they knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's ridiculous. I think the word justice is slightly ironic.
Yeah, and it's tit for
thing. Retribution would be the correct
for Apple, isn't it? Really. Next one. Management Resource Solutions. A late RNS out. They've completed, long awaited by private investors, completed the acquisition of various assets of Sub Zero Group Limited. Mrs. That's the ticker. Mrs. What do you reckon?
Right, Mrs. needs to break the 200-day moving average at 13p. I don't think it'll go below 11, but I would probably, again, with the current market conditions, I'd probably wait for a break of 13 for that for that to take off again. We do have a support line from June at 12 pence, so hopefully that will hold, but a bit of a pause there, let's say.
Okay, at Seeing Machines, it's appointed a publicly traded Thai transport company, Kayatana Transport, for its distributor in Thailand, a leading safety and risk assessment specialist, AutoSense, as its distributor in New Zealand. So, what do you see?
Well, actually, I wrote about this in my Yahoo column last week.
Oh, yeah, name dropping again.
So yes, that's probably why it's actually rising against the trend of the market, you know, the power of that column. But anyway, rising trend channel from June, the top of the channel heading towards nearly 10p, 9.5p. Looks like we're in a beautiful bull flag here, just breaking the top of it at 6p or 6.25p. End of day close above 6.25 should take us towards the 10 pence zone over the following month. Only back below 5 pence, the 10-day moving average delays the upside scenario. So that really is the best of today's bunch, I would say, on that front.
Okay, and one further thing. I want to start this new thing. If it works, it works. But, you know, Zach's surprise of the day, Zach attack, a chart that you think shows promise. What do you reckon?
I reckon that Amur Minerals looks as though it's got a bit of promise, but wait for the 50-day moving average at 3.5p to break. If we can break that over the next few days, I think it's back up to 5p, so maybe a little punt there people to look at.
Is that AMUR?
AMUR, which is AMC is the ticker.
Okay, AMC, you're right, yes, AMC. Thank you very much, Zach. I'll speak tomorrow. No, we won't, actually. Sorry.
We can if you want.
Yes, let's meet up secretly. Thanks, Zach. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Box Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.